identifying ways to design a city that enhances the attractiveness of it, sort of subliminally, in the way in which everything is built and put together and connected, along with that, you know, that more creative color palette and, you know, design concepts. To me, those were two major things I learned from listening to experts early on in my career that helped me to sort of balance. You don't just build stuff and they come. You can also start developing the economic with something as small as just some street vending or establishing those habits that get people to get out and interact with each other.
I was going to say to both, something both of you guys wrote up about the data. And this is, you know, Kevin says that a marketing plan only tells you how you got there. It's not going to tell you where you're trying to go. So, you know, the up-to-date data with the tools that we utilize is more than crucial to us being able to successfully help cities get what they're trying to accomplish done. And to what Kevin said, I have a question about, like, Miami Beach, for example. Had they not taken advantage of that opportunity to preserve, enhance, expose, and capitalize on those things at that time, what do you think would have been the fate of Miami Beach, or would they have had another opportunity to come back around and get it right?
I think they still would have had another opportunity. And I think Miami Beach would have still been successful. It is number one, a beach, you know, it is.
Inside. Got that.
Yeah. It is fantastic weather and it has these incredible assets. And this is important to the approach and still to it being relevant to other places, because there are some places in Miami Beach that you know, neighborhoods that didn't experience the level of success that South Beach did. What I would say, Alicia, and I've gotten this question not just about that approach and those things that happened. I've got this question even on things of, you know, would South Beach have been so successful if it had not had a redevelopment agency? And the answer, I think, is still yes. But the answer I would give, and that I've given in the past on this question, is it would have still been successful, but it would not have been as successful. And that success would not have come as fast. And it would not have been as sustainable. It would have been more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I think it still would have been successful because you still had the leadership at the time that was there, both in the public and the private sector. And so even if those individual tools or actions had not taken place, if you still had the same leadership, I think they would have found a way to be successful. And so I think that what we really wanted to do with kind of finding a way to describe what happened there was to do it in a way that it's relevant to other communities. Because sometimes when we would do these presentations, especially early on, these other communities that tell us, well, we don't have a beach, or we don't have 5 million tourists coming to our town a year. We don't have these assets. And the point was, look, let's strip all of that away. That's why we wanted to come up with these five words. What do you have? In our case, the Art Deco architecture was the thing that we needed to preserve to really drive economic growth. In another community, it may not be even architecture. It may not even be historic buildings. There may be the need to preserve other things. We may need to preserve, you know, legacy residential communities. There may be a cultural preservation. And so it's about applying these for your own condition. And so I think even when you don't have those assets, if you understand how to apply these different tools, you can still succeed in a community as long as you have the most important thing, and that's the leadership. Yeah. And that at the end of the day is going to be the make or the break. And so, Alicia, what I'd say is if we had not had the leadership we had at the time, and we had the leadership we've had at certain points since then instead, it would not have been successful. Thank you for listening to this preview of Flareheads, our new economic development and entrepreneurship podcast. I'm Kevin Crowder, the founder of Business Flare, and I invite you to join myself, the Flareheads, and other friends and special guests
as we have honest, direct, and sometimes irreverent conversations about issues affecting economic development and how we can break away from the old way of doing things and bring innovative approaches that help communities realize and reach their potential. Please subscribe at flareheads.com to stay up to date, and we hope to see you soon.